Today's discussion is on the subject of LGBTQ plus community and the church. I've had a continuing dialogue with a reader on Medium.com for the last week who believes, quote, the world is kinder, gentler, and more Christ-like than the church. Through a back and forth, the issue that most frustrated him was finally disclosed, which was a treatment by Christians of the LGBTQ plus community. At the risk of putting words in his mouth, the term church, quote-unquote, is likely being used to define either unwelcoming Christian vestiges within liberal transitioning churches or traditional biblical Christian churches that continue to hold the belief that marriage is between a man and a woman. So here's his latest comment, and I quote, people in the gay is a sin movement look at or view themselves as gay is what you do. In fact, gay, along with the rest of the community, is who you are. You do what you do because of who you are and who you're attracted to. For centuries, the church has persecuted LGBTQ plus folks because of who they are. Most credible authorities see the Bible's taboo on gay as being non-gay men having sex with men for intimidation, because in ancient Rome, gay was cool. In the meantime, the rest of the world has gone on to accept alternative sexualities for what they are. People are different, unquote. So here's my response. Agree with all that you said from the perspective of an unbeliever. However, respectfully, some see, quote, who they are, unquote, as pedophiles. Others see themselves as kleptomaniacs, others homicidal, others as psychopaths or sociopaths or so forth. Your real point, again, me speaking to this reader, is not about, quote, who they are, unquote. It's about the fact that my examples above that I just referenced harm others, and you would contend that, quote, accepting alternative sexualities harms no one. Even though many would disagree in that the LGBTQ plus community does harm others, such as the mutilation of children and gender confusion in general, that would not be my response. My response would be, respectfully, the creator of the universe in his word sees a problem with the practicing of these behaviors, just as he sees a problem with my pride, selfishness, laziness, and unwillingness to care for others when given the opportunity, all of which would be viewed by him as sin. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The point is that once you accept the Bible as God's inerrant word, you realize that there are many things we do as humans that need to be brought into the blood of a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Folks seem to focus on the hot-button issues, such as homosexuality and abortion, and miss all the other sins we Christians and non-Christians should be convicted of every day. Galatians 5:19, now the works of the flesh are evident, sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Finally, regarding your point, again me speaking to this reader, on, quote, intimidation, unquote, as a basis for the Bible by most credible sources, is what he said. I would respectfully say that a close reading of Scripture is clear from multiple verses in both the Old and the New Testament that, quote, intimidation because of Rome's homosexuality was cool is, at to say the least, a unique interpretation. Romans 1:26, for example, for the reason God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. And Jude 1:7, just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desires serve as an example by undergoing punishment by eternal fire. So, a final comment to Christians. When this reader made the statement that, quote, the world is more Christ-like than the church, unquote, Christians are well aware of our reputation, our reputational bias against the LGBTQ plus community. We all need to recognize the plank in our eye as we view the speck in the eye of others. Matthew 7:3. Self-righteousness and legalism of the Pharisees were not promoted by Christ. Matthew 23:28. Instead, we are all things to all people in order to save some. 1 Corinthians 8:22. That does not mean compromising our beliefs, but it does mean prioritizing the gospel message, and put that above all else. God bless you as you serve him today.